Sybil, do you watch Sisters-in-Law on WeTV?
I do try to watch them, and I'm trying. And would you tell the people at WeTV if I can get it on my phone, that would be even better. I have a hell of a time when I'm not home in order to get it, but I am enjoying it, Rhonda Wills.
Hi, Rhonda Wills. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Tom. I'm great. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Sybil. How are you?
Good, thanks. Enjoying Sisters-in-Law, really. Good
job. Wonderful. Thank you for tuning in.
All right, Sisters-in-Law, a new legal docuseries, Sisters-in-Law, on WeTV. The series follows a group of powerful black female lawyers in Houston as they tackle tough cases, fight community injustice, and battle controversy while struggling to maintain their decade-long friendship. Now, the episode that's coming up features, talk about it, Rhonda.
Sure. So Katrina Pearson, who is Donald Trump's national spokeswoman, has been a reoccurring character on our show. In the season opener, Katrina Pearson appears at my home and is asked to leave, basically. I kick her out of my house.
That's good television.
Right. And what you didn't see, though, on TV, that hopefully one day WeTV will put out in outtakes, is Katrina Pearson, before I asked her to leave, referred to black women as welfare queens and also said that black people were slaves for continuing to vote for the Democratic Party. And then she also, in the same breath, said that she was once a single mother as a black woman who was on welfare, but now all black women are welfare queens that need public assistance. So
you
this
said
is
this,
I would
ha- this didn't make the cut?
Why didn't you show
did
this?
Did not. I don't know. You'd have to ask WeTV why it didn't make the cut. Maybe these are things that they're going to show later in upcoming episodes on the show. We can only hope. But she said
friends?
Some other things.
So what did she say to make you put her out your house?
When she referred to black women as welfare queens,
that was enough. Get out of this welfare queen's
enough.
House.
Get to step
right,
in.
Right.
Were you guys used to be friends? Were you friends?
No. In fact, I'd never met her before she showed up at my home, which
was
another
issue. She was a part of the Tea Party, right?
Right. So Katrina Pearson started out as being a part of the Tea Party. She was originally working for Ted Cruz. And then, you know, being the opportunist that she is, when Donald Trump came along and offered her a job, she jumped ship from Ted Cruz and went to Donald Trump.
And is that when you decided to get a gun, Rhonda?
No, getting a gun didn't really have anything to do with Katrina Pearson.
Okay.
But I will tell you, in an upcoming episode, Katrina continues along her same path of saying really racist, sexist things that I consider to be hate speech. In the upcoming episode, she's going to refer to immigrants in this country as illegals. She believes that anyone that comes to this country as an immigrant is a, quote, illegal. And she voices some really hateful, racist comments about immigrants in this country. How on earth she thinks that's going to help Donald Trump become elected president, I don't know, when hardworking immigrants make up a huge part of this country and a huge part of our electorate. But she continues with her hate speech. So this coming episode, which will air on Thursday at 9 Central, 10 Eastern time, is going to be quite interesting.
Well, if Katrina shows up missing, we're going to have to bring you in for questions.
And I don't know which one of the sisters-in-law you'll get to defend you, but...
Right. Well, I tell you what, if she shows up missing, she'll be on an island somewhere with Stacey Dash, I'm sure.
and Omarosa, no doubt.
Yes. There'll be a trio on that island.
Well, I think it's obviously very timely, but are you really surprised about the hate speech, and especially those that are supporting Donald Trump?
You know, it's not surprising, but what I find most troubling is that Donald Trump is basically using an African-American woman to put out these racist, sexist views, because Katrina Pearson, being a minority, being a black person and being a woman, can say things and get away with things that other members of the Republican Party, who are overwhelmingly white and male, would not be allowed to say. So Katrina Pearson goes around putting a black female face on these very hateful views. And that's why I wasn't going to tolerate her in my home, and I'd throw her out every day of the week.
Well, sisters-in-law, they don't play. You all really are a tough and really interesting group of women. So it comes WeTV, and Thursday nights is a different night on WeTV with the shows that you have on there. But Sisters in Law is a really good addition. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Rhonda Wills.
Thanks so much.